Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK. Okay,
503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on this hour, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Today we have a special edition. It's the listeners talk back to Jolie. If you're one of the burgeoning thousands that feel that Jolie's advice is deeply, deeply flawed on some level, you have the chance to weigh in on that. Also, a top five coming up this hour. Later on, Richard Nunn from the WB, Kristen from accounting, Tom Likas with Likas 101, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And that's all coming up. We got this, Rick, subject line, next listener party. Whenever you have one, let me know way ahead of time because I'll take a vacation and come on out. I'm looking for an excuse to get out of Duluth. Where is Duluth?
Minnesota.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking for an excuse to get out of Duluth, Minnesota. Well, I mean, that's true. And check out Seattle. Oh, I see. So we're just a stop-off point. I need to find a cheap hotel and a car and all that crap. Never been out here. There. Maybe you can hook me up with those twins somewhere. Yeah, I'll be sure to... Oh, and then he says, because you are the man. Yeah, because I can just hook people up with twins just anytime, day or night. Yeah, oh, yeah, Matt's pointing to him. Yeah, I'll give you the hookup, Joe.
They got a Minnesota story coming up here.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, a story about Minnesota from this fella's neck of the woods.
Really?
Yeah, all right. You'll enjoy it.
What? Who am I giving the hookup on what? Did you just commit me to?
Let's not talk about it. The point is, like, if I was able to just wave my wand, so to speak, and just set up a hookup with the twins, like, I'd immediately think of some guy in Duluth.
Are we talking about, like, the twins?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's on crack, obviously.
We start, like, the twins. Yeah, no. Can arrange a hookup for the twins?
I don't know.
But he's not first on my list.
But let's get back to this for a second. How cool is it, though, that this guy's in Duluth, Minnesota, and then he wants to know about the next listener party so we can take time off, rent a car, or rent a hotel room, get airplane tickets, and come out here for the listener party. How cool is that? Well, you already have Chad and Tino come up from Tahoe whenever they can.
When is the next listener party?
I don't know. No one knows. I don't like to think about it. The words listener party just give me, they give me nausea. They give me, I get stressed.
You need to crack the whip on the sales staff and get them moving and get another one going.
Yeah, why don't you go do that?
Okay.
Steve Pelequin, you know, that guy, I thought his truck took $50 a week in gas. It was revealed the other day that his truck sometimes takes $100 a week in gas. Have you seen that it's got a canopy on it now? That thing's like a stretch SUV. It's obscene.
Does he use it to carry anything around or just
himself?
Yeah, I was going to say himself.
All 5'8" of him.
I was talking to another one of our salespeople because I was trying to tell, I think maybe it was Sarah, it was somebody, I was trying to tell them about Steve's truck, and I wanted to show it to them because they'd never seen it. And they're like, I've never seen Steve's truck. And so I went and I asked another one of the salespeople, like, hey, have you seen Steve Pelequin's truck? And the guy just hung his head and he shook his head slowly. He goes, that truck shames us all. All right, anyway, so next listener party, whenever it is. So somebody coming from Duluth to hook up, as well as Chad and Tina. Oh, I got some email from Chad and Tina that you'll want to hear about, but at the same time, you don't want to hear about. That's coming up later. Rick, vasectomy. What a bunch of wussies. You all, we were talking about vasectomies yesterday and my reluctance to get one. What a bunch of wussies. You only hear about the bad stories. I had mine 2 years ago. I had no pain or swelling, but it was somewhat uncomfortable having an older guy mess with your junk. We went out that night to dinner and a ball game, and I even had sex that night against doctor's orders. See, that sounds painful. First of all, here's the thing about sex after vasectomy. I know that after a vasectomy, you have to experience sexual release 10 to 15 times before they consider it all clear. You got to empty the chamber, as it were, before you can...
Anyway. Unload the gun before you play with it.
There you go.
Okay.
No big deal. Ted, F Matt with a botched vasectomy.
This F Matt.
No, no, Ted, that's not business. That's just rude.
No, I'm just. It just unnerves me. All right, we got more on the way, including How Chicks Think and the top five. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
106, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by AT&T Broadband Internet, giving you instant connections with no dial-up, no logging on, and no busy signals. Why, it's twice as fast as 640 KDSL for about the same price. Something for our friend in Minnesota. What a fine state he lives in indeed. That is the location of the largest and oldest ice carving event in North America. The International Ice Sculpture Spectacular is now underway.
Can anything involving ice carving really be spectacular?
Well, Mike Watt said the event includes ice sculpting for fun as well as competitive sculpting for the entire family.
God.
We have many, many competitions and displays, and the carvers that are here are some of the best you can see. So it's a wonderful event. It's all free, and it's a great family event.
How do you like that? Meanwhile, closer to home, now they have to drain the damn reservoir because they found a dead body in it. This is Mount Tabor. Portland police say the man showed up at the reservoir late last night, acting strangely. So the security guard confronted him. The unidentified man climbed the fence surrounding the reservoir, dove into the water, never resurfaced. Please don't drink the water until they fill it up again, unless you want to be drinking the remains of a dead body. Crews in the Portland Water Bureau are working to drain it as we speak.
Oh, best story in days. Excellent. You know, that reservoir is kind of creepy. Is it, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, it's
this is
creepy.
The Mount Tabor one.
I'm pretty sure that's the one
is
that I went
to.
Is
the big walls on the top of the hill?
It didn't keep this guy out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's
not
the same
one
I'm
dead people
of.
To jump in.
But here's the thing about that reservoir. Anybody
who's
been
kind
there.
Kind of an exception, though. He was dying to get in there.
Anybody who's been to that reservoir, though, can testify that it's creepy. It's just creepy, especially if you've been there at night. It just looks creepy. It's this weird, murky, kind of brownish-looking, huge, gigantic swimming pool, but it looks like it's surrounded by government test equipment and facilities. It's just creepy-looking. And not least of which, because it looks just like the reservoir in the beginning of the movie Piranha, where those kids go skinny dipping and then they're eaten, and Andrew McCarthy shows up later. Not Andrew McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy. And there's the whole thing with the Viet Cong. Anyway, it's creepy.
Regardless, it was a self-centered thing to do, wasn't it?
Yes.
The Bend City Council has rejected proposed rules that would have prevented people who emanate a gross, repulsive body odor from boarding the bus. Now you can. The order would have prohibited spitting, defecating, smoking, or skateboarding on the bus. How can you skateboard on a bus and defecate?
How can you defecate on a bus?
Maybe if you're skateboarding and go really fast, you won't be caught.
Okay.
Or smoking.
Right.
The council rejected the draft 5-2 yesterday. So go ahead, smell if you want.
Defecate all you want.
And skateboard.
And like you've never been drunk and had to take a whiz on the bus. Come on.
Now that sounds like something Imus would do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not... No foam boots handy.
Oh, don't you hate people like this? The Olsen twins are set for life. Apparently, Mary Kay and Ashley are worth $76 million.
Jesus, that's just wrong.
They look all the better now.
Yeah, because they were so ugly before. Have I showed you that page? Some guy sent me a page, the countdown until the Olsen twins are legal page. Not that I advocate any sort of prurient thought towards the underage, because that is wrong, and of course any activity on that front would be illegal, so of course we discourage it. But I'm saying that just for journalistic purposes, this guy sent me this page. He's got a little Java applet that counts down until they're legal.
They were already 18.
No, they're like 17.
Now, are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
They're studying for their SATs as we speak, like any normal
teenager. No, the last time I went to the page, the last time I heard, it was that it was a little over a year, and that was about 3 months ago, I'm told.
Well, Julian Moore finds it more enjoyable to kiss girls on screen rather than boys.
Who doesn't?
You kiss an actor, you don't know what they're going to smell like, unless they've shaved or what. You kiss a girl, she's going to smell good, and she's very soft, so... They're soft and they smell nice. Yeah, guys don't.
Well, Moore kisses Toni Collette in the hour. She says she never knows what's going to happen, but she thinks kissing girls feels oh so natural.
The kiss is an expression of her desire to reach out to her, to comfort her. Mm. It's incredibly loving and also sexual. Somebody asked me, have you ever had a kiss like that? And I'm like, of course. He goes, I mean with a girl. Everybody's had a kiss like that, whether you kissed a girl, a boy, a girl and boys, whatever. You know, it's a very loving, very connected sexual kiss.
Yeah, but their boobs are all squishy, and I don't like them.
She didn't comment on that.
Yes. Now I get all these, I've gotten a steady trickle of emails the last few days. People like wanting to, they want to see whoever this roommate of yours was that would chase you around the house with her bosoms, Sarah. They're like, I want
to. She does live in Portland. I went to school with her, but she lives here.
Really? Is she hot?
Yeah.
Sweet. You got to bring her in.
Maybe
we'll
will.
Get a picture of you, a picture of her, and then we can just, you
from
know.
Her enormous squishy breasts.
Well, it's going to be cloudy today. Highs in the mid-40s to low 50s. Good day to chase your roommates around the house. And cloudy tonight, patchy fog, lows in the 30s. Sunny tomorrow, believe it or not. Highs will be in the mid-40s to low 50s. Weekend, still mostly sunny. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
Okay.
I just found the Olsen twins thing. You're right. They have 513 days, 9 hours, 47 minutes, and 51 seconds.
Yeah, so it's 500 days of 200, so that's what, a year and 4 months or something like that?
Yeah, they were born on June 13th, 1986.
Yeah, so about 18 months, then they'll be legal. All right. With Matt, Matt's like, I just saw Matt go, damn, under his
breath. No, I said 86, damn.
They were born in 86?
Yes.
Jesus, God. Well,
that's when the space shuttle blew up.
Flag there. Did it say what day? We can do a top five.
June 13th.
June 13th.
So that was June, we'll do it. Yeah, that was after the space shuttle blew up.
Right. Sarah, do you remember the space shuttle blowing up?
Not really.
All right. It's 503-250.
I was in school watching it on TV when it launched.
No, that's what I lived in Spain when that happened. I was living in... What?
There's no television over there.
What?
Well, okay. We didn't watch very much. I don't even know...
What do you mean you were living in Spain?
Well, we moved around a lot. I lived in Spain for 4 years.
Okay. Anyway, it's 503 because I needed more reasons to feel bad about my own life.
Do you habla español?
My mom's actually a Spanish teacher.
I'd be like that. Right.
Yeah, but I don't really speak much.
Okay.
¿Cómo estás?
It's fine. It's just let it go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. So everyone... No, Rick, it's just you. Everyone but you. So when were you living in Spain? In 1986?
Yeah, until second grade.
In 1986, you know what I was doing? I was in seventh grade at a Catholic school in Kennewick, Washington. School with like 15 people in it. That's what I was doing. Right across from a bowling alley. Between a bowling alley and a landfill. That's what I was doing in 1986. Not that I'm bitter about it or anything. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. How Chicks Sing with Jolie from the Front Desk Special Edition. We've got the listeners talk back to Jolie. That's coming up later on this hour. Also, the top five. We're going to get George here quickly. George, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hi, Matt just came up with the spin-off band name from Tim Riley Factory. Twisted Listener.
Twisted Listener is pretty good. That's not bad. Somebody said they're really disappointed that we didn't go with Smorgasbord 9.
Indeed. Hey, I wanted to say to George Bush that it's not too late to go into exile. There's an opening up down in Argentina.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I have full faith and confidence in George Bush as our leader, and I wish him a long and healthy life here in America. Because it's the right thing to do. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Let's see, this is from Dave. Subject line, the big V, in quotes. Rick, don't be a pussy. Just get the vasectomy and quit your bitching about it. I don't even like to... Here's the thing about that. I don't want to dwell again, but I don't even like going to the dentist, all right? Can I tell you how long it's been since I've gone to the dentist? I mean, it's been years and years and years since I've even gone to the dentist. Because it just... Because it's just... it's unnerving.
You're like my dentist.
Well, I don't even like to... And it's one of those things, do you ever do this where you think, you know that you should go to the dentist, but it's like when you have the splinter, and you know you should pull the splinter out, but you're just putting it off because you know it's going to hurt, you know what I mean? And so you know it's going to hurt more if you put it off. You know the longer you wait to rip that Band-Aid off, the longer you wait to pull that splinter or that piece of glass out of your hand, the more it's actually going to hurt. But you put it off anyway because you just don't want the pain, and that's me going to the dentist. And I know that he's going to do, like I know he's going to find something. Do you know? It's like when you don't want to get the biopsy done because you know they're going to say, well, it's a tumor. That's my whole thing with going to the dentist. I know that they're going to say that I've got some hideous, I have like 15 cavities or something. Because I haven't gone, the last time I went to the dentist, seriously, it's been like 10 years. And I take fairly good care of my teeth, but not exceptional. Like, I don't floss or anything. I can't.
You're going to get a lecture.
I've flossed like twice in my life. Well, see, I always think flossing is a scam. I think flossing is just some sort of a scam brought on by Johnson & Johnson.
But, you know, the good thing about going to the dentist, you leave with a bag of free floss.
Yeah, but no
and
one...
And toothpaste.
No one really flosses.
I do, twice a day.
Yeah, but who else flosses? Matt, you floss?
Oh, only if I've got something, like, stuck in my teeth and I can't get out.
A caraway seed or something stuck in there. Sarah Dillon, do you floss?
No.
See, no one really flosses.
But it depends on your teeth. If you have, like, big, wide teeth, like a Russian like I do, and you get stuff stuck in between them, you have to.
See, I don't know that you know what flossing is like? I view flossing as sort of one of those things that we've all just agreed to pretend we do, or we've all agreed to pretend it is useful. Not because it actually is, but because we've just sort of been brainwashed into it. It's one of those things everybody knows. Here's what it's like. Did you ever do this? I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Did you ever, and this is a boy thing, were you ever told when you were a kid that if you knock out a tooth, you should put it into some milk? Were you ever told that growing up? No, you ever knock out a tooth, put it in some milk, and then run to the hospital?
The tooth fairy doesn't like putting his hands in
milk.
Never
heard that before.
No, see, I was always told that growing up. My friend Ryan, the same thing. He was talking about when he was a kid, he was riding on his bicycle one day, pitched over the handlebars, as has happened to all of us, face first into the sidewalk, knocked out two teeth. What does he do? Blood spurting out, grabs the teeth, runs down the block to the minute mark, buys a cup of milk, buys a carton of milk, teeth into the milk, runs to the hospital. And Laura was like, why would you possibly put your teeth in milk? And it's the same thing I was always told. Growing up, I always heard that if you bust out your teeth, you buy some milk, put your teeth in the milk, go to the dentist then, and it preserves them somehow. I don't know. I have no idea. I brush like a couple times a day and just pray for the best. That's what I'm all about. All right. We got more on the way, including the top five. Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Dean wants to talk about Star Search. And then we got Richard Nunn from the WB coming up later, as well as Kristen from accounting. Also, Tom Likas of Likas 101. Stay there. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK.
In a junkyard scuffle, whipping at a family with a brass bell buckle. Born in the ghetto, hard like metal. Got an 87 vest with a fat gas pedal. Live a hard life, shave with a knife. Love to get freaky on the gloomiest night. I got childhood songs in the streets of my life. Girls laugh, now they're begging to be mixed on my wife. The new breed is here, vigilantes are back. Got eyes like fire with my boys in my back.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You know what it is? Flossing to me is sort of like conditioning. You know, and you like wash your hair.
You don't condition?
No. What's the conditioning's a big scam too, isn't it?
No, every time I don't condition, my hair gets all dry and...
Really?
Kind of like... No.
Not the hell do I know. Kind of like mine. Not unlike my own follicles. All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
124, T. Riley with news, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Help keep that nest egg from breaking. Call a local State Farm Mutual Automotive Insurance Company agent today for costs and complete details of long-term care insurance. Game show host and producer Chuck Barris' story about his early days in the business, in which he claimed to be a CIA operative, is now a major motion picture. Sam Rockwell plays Chuck in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, directed by George Clooney. Chuck talks about the years the script was kicked around and how he felt when George Clooney took it on.
You know, I never thought they would make a movie, and then all of a sudden I thought maybe they are going to make a movie. George got involved, and I thought, oh, wow, Clooney, a movie star, he'll bring his notoriety to it. Mm-hmm. And he brought not only his notoriety, but he is a great director. And he took Charlie's script. He had his own little vision of what he wanted to do, and he made it happen. And it's great.
Chuck talks about not being sold on Sam Rockwell to play him at first.
When George said he wanted Sam Rockwell, I wasn't too thrilled because I didn't really know much about him. I thought maybe we'd get Ben Stiller, Ed Norton, Mike Myers, Robert Downey Jr. And right now, I couldn't think of anybody playing it other than Sam Rockwell.
He did a fine job, didn't he? Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the low 50s. Cloudy and foggy tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow and sunny for Saturday as well. Tim Riley, the KOTK News.
All right, 503-250-TANETTI in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Hey, remember we were talking about the Will Wheaton panties the other day at willwheaton.net? You can get...
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you weren't here for that. Well, in any event, Will Wheaton, Wesley Crusher, from Star Trek TNG. Apparently you go to his site, which is the home of the Will Wheaton posse. Apparently he sells some panties with his own face on them, which of course you can't do, but then someone pointed out that Clyde does it. And I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it to verify it. But I've got an email, someone claiming that in Clyde's online store, at the Ground Zero store, ClydeLewis.com, someone claims that they sell Ground Zero panties. Now, maybe it's that might not be true. This is just the allegation.
Why do you say that you can't do that?
What do you mean? You can't. It's like giving yourself a nickname. You can't sell panties with your... Someone else can design panties with your face and sell them, but you can't do that. Like, you can't just start selling Matt Peterson panties. It's like calling yourself Hacksaw or something. You just can't do it. Yeah, they're a cut man. You just can't. Can't give yourself a nickname, can't sell your own panties. It's just the way it is. All right, let's get Dean in Portland. He's a full-time listener. What's up?
How's it going today, Rick?
It's going very well. What do you got?
So last night I'm watching Star Search, right? And they're doing the junior section. This little 10-year-old Chinese girl gets done singing, and they're getting ready to judge her. Arsenio Hall squats down next to her, puts his arms around her, and says, and I quote, "You're so cute, I could just bite you."
You're so cute.
But I won't, because you will sue me. Now, who the hell says this?
You're so cute. You're so cute, I could just gut you and make you into a suit to wear around the house. You're so cute, I could bite you.
Could bite you, but I won't, because you'll sue me.
Who the hell says such a thing? Yeah, that's
what
insane.
I'm saying.
Somebody told me that Arsenio was doing the woo, 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 woo thing.
Yeah, he's a little off. That guy needs to go back to the Arsenio Hall series in Southern Compton.
Seriously, that guy needs to go. He needs to go away somewhere. All right.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, thanks. You know, adults are kind of creepy that way. Did you ever notice the way that adults talk to children sometimes, that it always is rooted in this weird latent cannibalism? Did you ever notice, parents, that you're so good I could just eat you up? I could just eat you up with a spoon. No wonder kids are so freaked out by adults sometimes. Every time there's some cute baby, an adult is talking about, "Oh, you're so cute, I could just devour you. I could just cut you into little pieces and put you on toothpicks and eat you at a party."
Sorry to interrupt, but I found the Ground Zero song.
Panties?
It's a song.
Oh!
It doesn't have Clyde's face on it, though. It has, like, the little alien.
But still, head. Clyde Lewis song.
It's a song!
I could never do that. That would just be wrong.
Dude, you so could sell with some Rick Emerson panties.
But I'm not gonna, because it's wrong, because you can't do it. It's something that you... No. Rick, instant gratification, it says. I'd like to see the pictures you were talking about earlier, now. Well, we'd all like stuff, friend. Move along. Later, Christopher. Yeah, okay, Christopher, well... Rick, the milk is for an entire tooth that comes out. It helps the nerves and the roots stay alive before the whole tooth is put back into the socket. If you chip the tooth, like a friend of mine did, the milk doesn't do a thing. And that's from Andrew. Real quick, we're going to roll the top five here. Worst tooth loss story ever. My friend Brian on a flexible flyer, which is a sled, by the way, Sarah. Sliding down a hill on the flexible flyer. At the bottom, train track covered in snow. Didn't see it. Face first into a train track. That's a bad way to lose some teeth. Here's your top five for Thursday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Also, you know, flexible flyers, not really for flexible.
Counting is
at all, really.
Counting is marvelous.
Were they made by the same company that is radio flyers?
I don't know. It seems like it must have been. I never thought about that. I think the font is the same, too.
I love to count.
Don't you? You know, flexible flyers, they aren't flexible at all, because it's like you'd go over a hill and your body, you get a little air. The sled would get air off the ground. You'd get air off the sled, and then you'd come back down and like crack your ribs. And so then we started doing this thing where we go down the hill or like the walls of a stadium or something in a big inner tube. But then you'd hit a bump and the inner tube would just bounce you like a trampoline. It would just bounce your ass right out of that and you'd land on your coccyx.
Did you ever have one of the cool, the little sleds you sit in?
With had like the ropes?
It had like the front ski. It looked almost like a little motorcycle.
No, I never had those.
Had the two skis in the back and the one in the front.
I was envious.
How about a flying saucer?
Fast. A flying saucer, I didn't have. I actually never had a sled. I had to borrow my friend Brian's. I never had a sled in my life of any kind. So, just like Charles Foster Kane, I'm bitter about it.
I'd have lent you one of mine.
Yeah, one of your many sleds. I've got 70. Try one. Here's Tim Riley with the top five.
Well, on this day 27 years ago, the biggest selling live album of all time was released. Peter Frampton's Frampton Comes Alive. Let's take a look back at the competition. These were the top songs 27 years ago, back when I was a senior in high school, January 16th, 1976.
Frampton Comes Alive.
My sister had that. Well, that was standard issue in suburbia.
Everybody had it. And can I tell you this? About 80% of the extant vinyl copies of Frampton Comes Alive have either got pot residue or coke residue on them. Because you know that was used as like a filing and separating and sorting and snorting table for so many dudes. You know? Dude, I've got Frampton Comes Alive. I've got the pot. So, anyway.
Number five, The Sweet and Fox on the Run.
Sweet. One of the great lost bands.
Art Bell uses this for bumper music. At least he used it when he had a radio show.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought he just used Cusco.
Nope. He plays this one, too.
Cusco is great. Can I tell you, I never bought a Cusco CD, but I almost downloaded some because of Art Bell. Cusco. The best ever Sweet song is Little Willie.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I have that 45 on the original Bell Recordings or whatever that label is. I got a bunch of 45s that are pretty cool. I got a bunch of like the 70s glam, like T-Rex and stuff, 45s. I have this great book by Kim Cooper. It's called Bubblegum Music is the Naked Truth, and there's a whole chapter about the glam stuff in the 70s. The Sweet was a fine band. Well, listen, that's still kind of crunchy. It's got a little Slade Status Quo thing going on there.
This is like AM Top 40. This is before FM
song.
Came to be.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song. This kind of sounds like ELO without the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Number four, the Ohio Players in Love Roller Coaster.
Oh, I hate this song.
Is this a Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
This is directly involved in the downfall of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It really is. The only thing good about the Red Hot Chili Peppers cover was the video, because it had Beavis and Butthead in it. This is that, I don't think we've got the section of the song here. Clyde would have to be able to hear, Clyde would have to be here to tell us where. But you know there's the big urban legend about the song that you can hear someone being stabbed to death in the background? Because that woman screams. And it was always the urban legend that someone was stabbed in the studio during the recording. I forget where in the song it's supposed to be though.
Well, I just confirmed that is the rumor.
I know, but I don't know where in the song it is. It's coming up.
Oh, the guy that said owl?
Right there, there's that scream in the background. Yeah, so that's supposedly somebody got stabbed in the studio during the recording of the song. Thanks to Clyde. It's funny. Clyde is like Beetlejuice. You just say his name three times and he appears. Clyde Lewis Thong, Clyde Lewis Panties, Clyde Lewis Ohio Players. He just appears in the studio to tell us about the Ohio Players.
Number three, the song that started the cottage industry of CB radio, C.W. McCall and Convoy.
Ah, this is music.
All the kids had a CB back then.
Wall-to-wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big old convoy,
ain't she a beautiful sight?
Did you ever hear that story about James Earl Jones? During the Star Wars craze, which coincided with the CB craze, James Earl Jones used to sit in his basement and be on the CB radio and called himself Darth Vader. And truckers would be like, dude, you do the best Darth Vader ever. They have no idea, maybe to this day, that they were really talking to James Earl Jones. I just love the idea.
Breaker, good buddies.
Just Darth Vader on the CB. How great is that?
What is your 1040?
You know, I just, or whatever the hell that is. Or your home 20, I guess. Wasn't that the deal? Is your home 20?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right.
Number two, Diana Ross and the theme from Mahogany. Can you imagine they used to play this on Top 40 radio?
I was just listening to this the other day. This was on, I don't know, some one of those music in your life things that happened to be on in the car, and this was playing. Does this song involve her trying to count to 10 and falling down? Do you see the judge? That video is out now, the drunk driving test.
I haven't seen it yet. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's around somewhere.
Maybe they'll settle like a Target Records or something.
The theme from Mahogany. Okay, I have to plead cultural illiteracy here.
I don't remember it either.
I don't know what Mahogany is.
Some movie. Maybe it's talking about a piece of wood.
It's the number two song in the country, and I don't even know what it was. What was Mahogany? So like Mahogany?
You got me.
This is a truly awful song. There's nothing good about this. There's really nothing good about Diana Ross. Can I be the first to say it, that no one really likes Diana Ross? No one is really a Diana Ross fan. I know you're supposed to call her Miss Ross and all, but there's just nothing to me. There's nothing good about this. The 70s were a bad, bad era for Top 40. I'll take the Backstreet Boys over this any day.
Number one, Barry Manilow, and I rate the song.
My whole life's deep within you.
Give props to the man.
On Arista Records.
Clive Davis brought us this. You love Barry Manilow. You can deny it. You can lie. We all love Barry Manilow.
I know how to play this song on the piano.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
This is a great song, man. Sing it now.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Matt Peterson, take it.
No, I refuse to sing Barry Manilow.
What is, there's nothing wrong with Barry. Barry Manilow is...
The
hell was that? Somebody being stabbed over there?
She's trying to
everybody
she's trying
loves...
to make me sing along.
Every...
the songs, I write the songs.
Everybody loves Barry Manilow. Here's a little breakdown part.
Go, Rick, go.
I love Barry Manilow. And I don't love him ironically or campily or kitschily. He just, these are great songs, man. These are like a, these are a blueprint of how to write pop songs. If you wanted to go to a school and be taught how to write pop songs, these would be the songs to learn.
I know, he gets a bad rap, just like Neil Diamond. I love Neil Diamond.
And he puts on a great show. I've seen him in concert 3 times, man. He puts on a great show. This is something Ron Carter, the general manager, and I bond about. We talk about Barry Manilow sometimes.
Barry Manilow to me is like the... I have no feeling about Barry Manilow.
Oh,
I don't dislike him. I don't like him. He's just kind of blah.
He sang American Bandstand.
What you said, Neil Diamond? I dig Neil Diamond, but Barry Manilow just doesn't do it for me.
See, it's where he raises it up, the level there. How can he deny Mandy? How can he deny Could It Be Magic? Copa Cabana.
I gotta give you Copacabana and Mandy.
Right, coming up after this, it's How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Your chance as the listeners talk back to Jolie. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It starts after this. Stay there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Being bombarded with Barry Manilow calls.
Barry's the king.
I know.
Right.
Okay, well, the right...
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. In just a moment, we'll welcome Jolie to the Rick Emerson Show. Let's get Charles. You're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk Connecticut. What's up?
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
What do you got?
Kudos, first of all. I forgot to tell you yesterday. Kudos, first of all, to Heads Up on the Shield.
Oh, yeah.
I sat there at the end of that the other night going, holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, that the Shield episode, I finally, Laura hadn't seen it on Tuesday, so we watched it last night. And at the end of that Shield episode from this week, you're just like, why am I watching the show? Because it's so horrible, yet you know, it's so horrifying, yet you can't turn away.
No, you can't.
It's true.
All right, back to the, I can't believe this, Barry Manilow.
I'm with
you. Hey, I'm going to put 2 jingles in your head.
All right.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper.
Is it Barry?
Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you one that's going to stick with you all day long.
Okay.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Was that Barry as well?
That was Barry as well. I think it was, Clyde might know this, like 60 or 70% of the TV jingles, commercial jingles that were written in the 70s were written by Barry Manilow.
Seriously, you see Barry in concert, he does a whole medley. He does the You Deserve a Break Today and Like a Good Neighbor, State Farmers there. He does all of those in concert.
And some of those jingles is as bad as the Brady Bunch song. You get them in your head,
true.
You can't get them
never
out.
Get rid of them. We'll get one more here. Mark is in Portland. He's a full-time listener. What's up with you, man?
Hey, Rick.
What do you got?
You were talking about the vasectomies yesterday. A guy I worked with got one, and let's just say that the twins swelled up to twice their size. But there was no pain, and he thought it was like a permanent thing, and he thought, oh, great, you know, they're bigger. And called the doc, and the doc says, sorry, that's just temporary.
That's too bad.
And secondly, Mark of the Wacky Morning Team, Mark and Brian, actually had his done on the air.
Oh, really? So it has been done. I don't really know that I was...
I don't know that I was going to do that, because that seems like any doctor that would agree to do my vasectomy on the air if I had one isn't a doctor you'd want to do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's totally, yeah, it's totally just that, you know, hi, everybody. That's totally who that would be. It would just be Dr. Nick Riviera. All right, in any event. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Let's roll it.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy.
Another exciting, thrill-packed edition.
I'm thanking you for knowing it.
How chicks think with Jolie from the front desk. Jolie, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Are you? What are you doing over there? You're bouncing back and forth. Were you getting in fighting trim
pumped
there?
Up. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see, because everybody might be with you. I mean, I might have. I'm the first to admit, I might be incorrect. I might have completely misread the audience. They might be with you. The people might all be on your side when it comes to the advice that you give
so
about,
what about
women.
That Barry Manilow song?
Yeah.
I write the songs. Isn't that kind of egotistical?
Okay, the songs, no one ever listens, no one ever gets the song right. He's not talking about himself. The song starts, the lyrics are, I've been alive forever, I wrote the very first song, blah, 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 blah. I am music and I write the songs. He's talking about the spirit of music, which has been alive forever. He's not singing it about himself. He's singing for the point of view of music.
I just couldn't understand.
Not in heaven. All right, and anyway.
You know, the other song that's always bugged me is You're So Vain.
Yeah, I...
Oh, yeah. Because it's really about the guy that's so vain.
I'm trying to work here. All right.
Anyway.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. And I'm the first to tell you that I may have totally misread everybody. Everybody may be on your side. They may agree with the advice you give. They may think that your advice
is
the bee's knees. Well, women too. But so we'll find out. So let's also welcome to the Rick Emerson Show now our good friend, Kristen from accounting. Can we get Kristen's mic up there?
Oh.
How are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
Peachy. Are you really peachy?
Well, considering I just ran up the stairs,
all right.
I was running a little
okay.
late. So,
all right,
I'm
so
good.
So without further ado, this is what you've all been waiting for. All right, it's
that's scary.
How Chicks Think. Special edition. It's like the Lucas special edition. As the listeners talk back to Jolie. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the number right now. And if you have disagreed with Jolie's advice on how chicks think, if you're a man, woman, doesn't matter. If you've disagreed with Jolie's advice and you've been waiting to give her a piece of your mind, you want to tell Jolie she's right, you want to tell Jolie she's wrong, if you're on Jolie's side, if you think Jolie is screwed, doesn't matter. We'll take your calls right now. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. It's the number you dial right now. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. And then, Kristen, you are here because you want to weigh in, presumably.
Well, because, you know, I think part of it is that I don't necessarily think Jolie is wrong about the way women think. I think technically, she's kind of right, which is part of the problem.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just here to say that, you know, women probably shouldn't be thinking okay. so much the way Jolie thinks.
You're on the other side,
aren't right.
you? I kind of am.
You're betraying the sisterhood. All right.
Oh, God.
Let's start off with Richard. You're on a cell phone in Salem. What's up?
Hi. Just two quick comments. One
yes.
for Matt on You're So Vain.
Yeah.
Was written by Carly Simon about Cat Stevens because he was such a head case.
All right.
Right. But that's the point of the song is that you probably think the song is about you. Well,
right.
it is about him.
Okay.
Don't get deep on me. That's just all I know. And the second thing is, Jolie's comment on prostitutes last week, some guys go to prostitutes because they're dates and now wives don't do the same things they used to do before they were married.
Then they shouldn't be married.
Well, they should expect to continue the same activities they did before they were married.
Then they should go to counseling.
Or get a divorce.
Counseling? What are you, Dear Abby?
No. If you're going out with somebody and you're engaged in a certain activity, all of a sudden when you're married, that doesn't happen anymore. Who's the fault there?
Well, we need Viagra for women.
What Viagra
well, no.
for women?
If you're with somebody that's not providing you what you want, then it's your responsibility to either tell them to give it to you or move on.
Right.
Well, you didn't understand. You got it before you got married.
That's the point you made.
And now you don't.
But that's the point. If you were getting it before and you're not getting it now, you say to the woman, look, this was something that we had before. Why isn't it happening now? And if she says, well, that was something I did then, this is something I'm not going to do now, then you move on. because it's not, you know, it's kind of like saying it's...
So the minute you don't get what you want at home, you get a divorce.
No, you communicate. Communication is key.
You communicate first. You say, look, we
were
getting this.
No, but see, we're getting away from the point, which is his whole thing about the reason men go to prostitutes is not because they're horrible people, which was your take, Jolie.
Right.
Uh-huh. His point is that a lot of times men go to prostitutes because they want something they can't get at home, you know.
Well, they got to ask for it. They got to work on it. It's not just going to be given to you.
All right. Let's get Jeff on a cell phone in Hillsborough. What's up with you, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
What do you got?
Hey, I wanted to defend Jolie, but I want to add a disclaimer to that. Okay. That is how women think, and that's what's so scary. Quite often,
that's what I'm saying.
But men don't even think. So, you know, somebody's got to think for them.
Oh!
Oh,
do you hear that at last?
You don't think about consequences. You don't think about your actions. You don't think about what's going to happen after the fact of what you've done.
Which goes to show that the women are the more intelligent ones, so they have to take the responsibility.
Exactly.
What is this, a Betty for Dan meeting? What are you doing to me here?
Oh, come on.
So men don't think?
No.
That's horrible.
All right. Well, in any event, there's Jeff in Hillsborough. All right, we'll continue this in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We've got Mike on the way, as well as Keith, also Chandra, and we'll get more of your calls. So stay there. We got an email to get to as well. So, how chicks think as the listeners talk back to Jolie. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Here's Techmaster PEB.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.